listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Mount Gambier's Claire Scriven has survived Cabinet's reshuffle. The Minister for Primary Industries, Regional Development and Forest Industries will continue on in her same portfolios, which she says she's pleased about.
There's a lot of new initiatives that our government is pursuing and progressing, but within agriculture and agribusinesses, they generate, you know, over $18.5 billion for our state. So it's still a really key part of our economy. So I'm really pleased that I'm still in these same portfolios.
A Mount Gambier grandmother has been left feeling humiliated after she was verbally abused by a local pizza shop for complaining about a meal. Catherine Pickles says she received a pizza that looked like two stuck together. When she complained to the business, she was met with yelling and threats. She's told Seven she's quite shaken up by the incident.
I thought I'd go and take the pizza back and show him. When I get there, he just lost the plot.
And a 16-year-old has miraculously survived a shark attack off Adelaide's coast. Nathan Ness reeled in a close to 2-metre-long great white. As he stood on the back of his family's boat posing with his catch, it bit him on the leg. He and his father were able to remove the shark and release it back into the water alive before rushing back to shore to go to hospital. The teen remained in hospital overnight after receiving stitches. The first round of the newly named Limestone Coast Footy League has come and gone. Millicent is on top of the ladder after smashing Casterton Sanford at Island Park, the score 114-41. Another big win for South Gambier, downing East by 83 points, and just 3 points separated North from West, with West taking the win 67-64. And a successful weekend for the Mount Gambier Pioneers, with both sides beating the Tassie Thunder in the NBL One South competition.